Church leaders and migration experts from 36 bishops' conferences across Eastern and Western Europe are meeting in Malaga this week to discuss ways of providing a more effective response to the needs of millions of people on the move across the continent. Participants at the five-day meeting are looking at the vital role of parish communities in responding to the short and long-term needs of refugees, asylum seekers, and economic migrants. Bishop Patrick Lynch is the chair of the Office of Migration and Refugee Policy of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. He says the church must work for the social and ecclesial integration of migrants.
And by social integration, I mean, is enabling people to participate in the economic life of the country. One of the great examples of integration is the West African community in London. The West African community put a very high value on the education of their children. Very high value. Much more so than many of the local indigenous communities, with the result that the next generation are very, very highly educated and integrate very quickly. And if people aren't integrated very quickly into the economic life with a good education, then the next generation can end up alienated. And the last is the cultural education, the ecclesial education is helping communities, even though they may speak different languages and have different customs, to be connected communities and understand each other in the life of the church and not be totally separate communities. So there is a number of elements to that process and journey of integration.